This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 299 for Thursday, March 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continue higher on Thursday morning, with the nearby contracts pushing above the psychological level of $600 per ton. The May canola contract gains $8.40 at $607.30 per ton, while the July contract adds $8.10 at $615 per ton. The May contract is also well above its 20-day moving average, but is about $11 short of its 50-day moving average. Support for canola is also coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, while declines in Malaysian palm oil try to stymie further increases. Global crude oil prices are modestly lower, putting some pressure on the oilseeds. Stat Canada is set to publish its survey-based planting intentions report on March 11th. The Canadian dollar is higher on Thursday morning, with the loonie rising to 74.16 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.92. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales of more than 613,000 tons of old crop soybeans for the week ending February 29th and are within trade guesses. New crop sales come in at 66,000 tons, exceeding market expectations. At nearly 158,000 tons of old crop, soy meal export sales are below trade guesses, and there's 64,700 tons of new crop. Soy oil hits a marketing year high of 29,200 tons, far exceeding market expectations. U.S. corn export sales are close to the high end of projections as they tally 1.11 million tons of old crop. Wheat sales are just over 271,000 tons of old crop, plus 64,000 tons of new crop. The USDA is set to publish its March supply and demand estimates on Friday at 11 a.m. Central. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday morning. The May contract climbs 14 cents at $11.62 per bushel. May soy oil adds 0.75 cents at 46.07 cents per pound. May soy meal is up $3.60 at $334 per short ton. Corn is higher, with its March contract up 7.5 cents at $4.36 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with its May contract adding a nickel at $3.62. The U.S. wheat complex are stronger for the most part, as Chicago may tax on 3.5 cents at $5.34.5. But Kansas City May jumps 15.5 cents at $5.72, and Minneapolis May advances 14 cents at $6.59. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, March 7th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.